Last night, 29 small cloth balloons floated in the sky above Whitesville, West Virginia. Each balloon was glowing with a small flame inside. This was the day's final act of remembrance for the 29 coal miners who died in a massive explosion exactly 1 year ago. NPR's Howard Berkus has spent the last year investigating the disaster at Massey Energy's Upper Big Branch Mine, and he spent yesterday at memorial services.
Before the first service began at a church in Beckley, West Virginia, Sherry Mullen Skurlock pulled me aside to talk about her brother Rex.
He was the third child. He has two brothers and two sisters. He was a father. He has now three granddaughters.
The Rex Mullins clan filled an entire row in the pews, all wearing T-shirts with his image. Skurlock tried to describe her feelings on a difficult day.
Total sadness, an emptiness. I'm scared people will forget.
This was a common theme all day. And just after 3 in the afternoon, precisely 1 year after the Upper Big Branch Mine erupted, a bell outside the church began to chime. The bell rang 29 times. This, too, was a common theme. 1 minute and 29 seconds of silence. 29 lumps of coal at a makeshift memorial. 29 balloons released skyward. 29 names read aloud.
Carl Akert. Jason Atkins. Christopher Bell.
This was at a later Gregory service last Brock. Night reserved for the families of the victims, government Janet officials, Chapman. Mine rescuers, and emergency responders. Robert the auditorium Clark. At the elementary school in Whitesville, Charles West Virginia was Timothy packed, Davis. And the stage was lined with crosses and miners' hard hats and headlamps shining brightly. Pastor David Minturn tried to reassure the families from the start.
I want you to know, families, you're not forgotten. We remember. That's what this service is about. You're not forgotten.
And Labor Secretary Hilda Solis tried to drive home the point.
We will never forget this tragedy, because only by remembering will we continue our vigilance to make sure that this type of tragedy never happens again.
Former Governor and now Senator Joe Manchin referred to the disaster investigations.
I want you to know that they did not die in vain. I know we will find the answer. We'll prevent this from happening.
These words were meant to comfort, and there were no challenges to them, even after a year without mine safety reform in Congress or any final reports from multiple civil and criminal probes. There was still unbearable grief after all. As the families filed out single file, the rest of the crowd stood and watched silently. One family's pain was captured in an ad in the morning paper in Beckley. Beneath a photo of a young miner in overalls and helmet are these words: "We wake up missing you, crying for you, and we go to bed the same way." Gary Quarles was one of 29 miners lost last April 5th. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Beckley, West Virginia.